Should you post your man?
Ooh. This one's a bit of a sticky one still. I'm not gonna lie, yeah. You guys are gonna roast me for this. And I promise I'm not a mean girl when I say this. I know it sounds mean, but I will explain why it's not mean. But when I see you lot be making all your TikToks and reels and carousels and YouTube videos of you and your boyfriend being all romantic, I can't help but think, oh man, this is going to be a logistical nightmare when it's time to delete all of this when he pisses you off. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because, listen, yeah, I've been in that place where things are going really good with a guy. You just like him. He's your guy, you know, like you're in the good place with him. You lot are smashing. The romance is romancing. And you just want to post your guy, innit? Like, he's cute. Like, you just want to show everyone, like, this is who I'm knacking right now, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Is he cute? Yeah. Look how loved up we are. Yeah. Look at how fashionable we are. Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen. There was one guy that I was dating, yeah. This would have been, oh, my God. What year are we in? Oh, my God. This was probably almost 3 years ago. And... bless me. See, even the mere mention of him creates an allergic reaction because the spores. Okay, so let me be serious. There was one guy that I was dating like maybe 3 years ago or something. And when I tell you we looked good, guys. We looked good. Like, I was still in that place where I was a baby girl. I was, how old was I? I think I was 26. When I met him, 26 or 27 when I met him, and we looked good, babe. Like, it was the kind of couple where, like, if you walked past us in the street, like, you'd really want to see it, you know, like, you'd pay to watch. You'd want our OnlyFans link. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we looked good. The thing is, however, yeah, when we were in the good place, there were so many times where I was like, oh my God, like, this is such a nice picture. I should post this. But then I didn't experience any overwhelming desire to post any pictures of me and him just because I'm a private person. But more so because... no matter how much I was enjoying dating him and how hot we both were, I always had in the back of my mind that, like, look, all good things come to an end. At some point, this guy is going to piss me off. And I just don't want to have to deal with that embarrassing feeling of going through my Instagram grid to delete all the pictures. Like, why are you on... first of all, this is my Instagram page. Why are you on here? Why are you in it? Why are you here? And also, I don't know, man. I just be feeling like, I don't think I need people to know who is eating me out right now. Like, listen, you may be the eater of the month. Next month, it might be someone else, okay? I don't want my Instagram page to look like a talent roster. Do you understand? But also, I just don't like people being in my business because I just feel this sense of controlling my own narrative matters to me. And as a woman, sometimes people can write your story for you, and we don't want that. So I just feel funny about posting pictures of men you're in romantic dealings with. I don't know, man. Something about claiming him, I just feel like it just breeds bad behavior. It's like that whole thing of, like, the moment you speak highly of a guy to your friends, why is it that that's suddenly when he decides to act up? Can someone explain this phenomenon, please? Why is it that when you speak highly of a guy, Give it 2 weeks. He's now done something to bring embarrassment and shame to your whole village. You're now backtracking. You're now doing that, I swear to God. You're now doing, no, he's not normally like that, I promise. Ah! You're now defending him. Mm? Imagine dating a man you have to defend. Ah! No. I think posting your man on social media is putting him on a pedestal. And that pedestal is made of polystyrene. It will topple. Especially if you're like, I don't know, it's tricky because I don't think every single person who posts their partner is doing it wrong or is setting themselves up for disaster and is, oh my God, what are you doing? I don't necessarily think that. What I think is it depends on the stage you're in. It depends on the stage you're in with that man. And also, I just think it depends on how fond of you that man is. Because sometimes, if you're a person who has come from a history and background of like abuse, unrequited love, feeling unwanted, it can make you become that person who, once you finally have a boyfriend, once you finally have somebody to claim to your name, you're in a hurry to post about him. You're in a hurry to tell everybody. You're in a hurry to share a picture of you two kissing. You're in a hurry to make 1,500 TikToks about how, hey, Jesus Lord, I finally found somebody who calms my nervous system. Bro, them shits just give me anxiety because it happens a lot. I've seen it happen a lot where women will make these, they'll make their whole social media, they make their whole social media personality about having a boyfriend. And like, it's almost like their page becomes this propaganda site for partnership. Like, it feels like, I don't know, man, it feels like I'm being recruited into the army, but it's not the army. I'm just being told that I need to be in a relationship because every other post is like some sort of propaganda themed image of you and this man canoodling. And it's like, I'm not looking for this information. I don't care to see it. But it is interesting to observe the ways that women use social media to enable men unknowingly. And what I mean by that is like, sometimes you're enabling men to be better cheaters by posting them online with you. Meaning, when you're posting all these loved up pictures of you and him, and you're a fine babe, you're a stunning babe, you're posting pictures of you and your man canoodling and doing XYZ, you don't know he's using those images to generate more clout to be an even better cheater, because the women he now has access to widens when those women see that if he's got a girlfriend as pretty as you and he's secretly talking to them, it makes them feel more of an ego boost and it makes them feel more excited to talk to your man, especially if you're a public figure. Oh my god. Mm-mm, girl. And if you're a public figure and the man you're dating is young, and I'm talking young as in your age group, because even 5 to 10 years older than you is still young. But the man you're dating is young and you're posting him and he's your little Jackamus bag. Oh, girl. Oh, I want to make it clear that I never wish anybody any ill will or negativity. Like, if you're happy, you deserve to be happy, especially if you're a black woman, you fucking deserve to be happy. And at the same time, I can't help but feel this sense of cautiousness and discomfort mildly when I see a woman over parading a man. Because again, it's that thing I said earlier of like, oh God, that's going to be a logistical nightmare to delete every picture. Because look, I'm not going to lie, yeah. If I go to your page and I notice that all them pictures, all 500 pictures from the past year of you and your boyfriend have gone, ooh, y'all still together? Like, I can't help but be like, oh, what's going on here? This is awkward. And it's not my, I'm not entitled to that information. It's not my place to know whether you're still with your man. It's just interesting when those pictures ain't there anymore, but your whole social media personality for the past year has been you being a girlfriend to a man. I just find it interesting. That's all. I'm not judging. I just find it interesting. You know when I would post my man? If he went missing and his life is in danger. Then I'll post him. But I wouldn't even say he's my man. I would just post it like, yo, missing person. He was last seen wearing a black Nike jacket. He's 6'4". Please contact this number if you find him. Do you get? Like, I'll repost it. You don't need to know he's a man, though. Or if I do post my man, I might do like the OG 2010 Instagram girlies and post his elbow, his little finger, the back of his head. But the reality is, when I'm posting his body parts in ambiguity, I'm using him as a backdrop to display my fresh nails or, you know, the colour of his turtleneck goes well with my dress. So he's the backdrop. You know, colour theory, image framing, composition. Do you get? He's an accessory to my greatness. He's not an identifiable character, okay? He is the hubbub, the background noise. But in my offline life, he plays a significant role. And I like it. And I'm happy that he's here. But two things can be true at once. Because it's really awkward if you're posting your man, you two are cheesing and grinning, and then another woman comes to you as a woman. Oh my goodness. This is really awkward. Do you know, I had... when I used to do that, oh my God, when I was about 19 or 20, there was a guy I was dating for a while. And I used to post him. And then there was this thing that used to be called Ask FM, which is an anonymous website where people can send you anonymized questions or abuse or hate if they want to. So this girl, she started sending me these weird messages on Ask FM, like basically telling me that I stole her boyfriend. Basically, like, just calling me really unnecessary and very strange names, like, you know, ho, slag, all of that good stuff. And for a while, she stalked me. Which was bizarre, because till this day, she still has a bit of an obsession with me. Because another guy who she shoehorned her way into his life, that guy was so into me and I never let him have sex with me, but she was like begging him for sex all the time. To the point where she threatened that she would unalive herself if he kept on speaking to me, and she would send him pictures of her holding a knife just for added pressure and effect. And this all came from me posting me and a guy. I just think, look, if you're posting a picture with a man, make sure you're posting for strategy, babe. Okay? Like, my thing is, look, if I want to be real, if I want to take it up to a higher level, I'm posting that man, yeah, still in ambiguity and anonymity because I won't show his face, but I'm posting him to instill fear in another man. Okay? Okay? Because, look, the men that you see me posted up with online are all subs. Like, I'm not posting no coupled up, deep tonguing down, kissing pictures with no man. You're seeing me posting pictures of my feet on a man's back. You're seeing me posting pictures of a man on his knees next to me. And these are all endearing situations, okay? But it's clear what the dynamic is when you look at those images that I would share of me and men. There is no misconstruing any of it. There is no, oh, is that her boyfriend? Oh my God, how long you guys been together?
What if in 2024, you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations. Plus, they're delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. And this is why Babbel works for me. As a pole dancing girlie, as you might know, I enjoy going to Berlin to pole jam with my friends. And over there, German is a language that's spoken. And even though I studied German in secondary school, I've forgotten quite a bit of it, which I'm embarrassed to admit. However, when I use Babbel out there, it's super convenient for me because I can learn real life conversation skills, and it's easy for me to just pick up on the words I need to order food, ask for directions, speak to salespeople without having to scroll on language apps or feel that embarrassment of freezing mid-moment when you forget a particular word. Something I particularly find really useful about Babbel is their speech recognition technology, which helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So in the spirit of us glowing up our language skills this year, here's my gift to you. I present to you a special limited-time deal. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. Only if you're listening to the Slumflower Hour, though. So you can access that at babbel.com/slumflower. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/slumflower. That's spelled babbel.com/slumflower. Rules and restrictions may apply. So maybe 2024 is your year of being a multilingual baddie. Well, Babbel's your friend for that, because Babbel is helping millions of people like yourself quickly and confidently have real-world conversations in a whole new language. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for brushing up on my skills, feeling confident, and trying out new things. I've actually got a fun fact to share about Babbel. Did you know that Babbel's personalised learning content, real-time feedback, tracking and visualisations help keep you focused and motivated? That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Just think about that. All it takes is just 10 minutes a day for you to learn everything you need to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to culture. All accessible on Babbel.
Because one thing I deeply value is, you know, when you've been dating a guy for a while, because remember I briefly mentioned about there was a guy I was dating about maybe 3 years ago, and me and him were a very hot couple, very, very appetizing to look at. And when things eventually ended, because of him, of course, I just said, thank God I didn't post him. Thank God I didn't post him, because if I posted him based on all of those intense, horny and excited and lovey-dovey feelings I had towards him, it would have been so embarrassing to, one, have to archive all the photos, and two, now I'm associated with him for longer than I want to be, because people now remember me as, oh, your XYZ's ex, or you used to date that guy. Men don't deserve to be associated with you after you're done with them. Keep your tracks as clean as possible, babe. Because I think when it comes to celebrity culture, we're so used to people's relationships being shared without their consent that we think it's normal to update strangers on the internet on who we're fucking and sucking. Bless me, because I am allergic to all this. Yo, this drug isn't get tired very soon. But I just think we've over-normalized the idea of being so intrusive about who is dating who. We see images of celebrities dating each other. And yes, I know that there are many celebrities who deliberately partner with each other for PR. But having said that, most people are not celebrities. So we don't need to know about who you're dating. We don't need to know. We don't need to know that you love this man so much. He needs to know, maybe. Maybe just for two of you, because I promise you, at some point, he's going to piss you off enough for you to feel so embarrassed that you've posted him. Especially if he's community dick. Oh my God. Do you know how many times, yeah? Okay, it's not that many times, but still, do you know how many times I have come across a girl's Instagram page and like, I go to her page and she's posted up with this guy and it's like looking very lovey-dovey and it's like, but this guy was in my DMs. Not only was he in my DMs, he doesn't even follow me, but he still comes to look at my stories every day because he's obsessed with my pole dancing. And that's not even bad, that's fine, isn't it? Because, you know, men are dogs. But there's another one who, there was a guy who used to send me money on Instagram. Never met him, never exchanged any details. And when I go to his page, it's all just like pictures of him looking single. But then when I go to his tagged photos, majority of the tagged photos are of him and his girlfriend who is tagging her, tagging him all over her page. So that's how I found out he's got a girlfriend. Did I stop spending his money? No. No. Because men's money belong in women's hands. And if you, as his girlfriend, are not taking his money, someone else will. And that someone else is me. So I'm just helping with the circulation of the cash flow. It's in your favor and benefit to take more of his money so that he has less to give other women like myself. Anyway, it's just embarrassing and awkward and overexposing sometimes to let people into your world like that. And I think we all need to learn to have better habits with social media when it comes to posting men. I don't want this to be seen as like entirely negative sort of, oh my God, what, so you should never post your partner? Let me tell you instances where I post my partner. Remember I said, if he goes missing, then of course I will post that he's missing. Shout out to him. But I won't say he's my man. I'll just say this man is missing. May he be safe and well. Maybe I might post him if we're getting married. Yeah. But the post will be me reposting Vogue magazine or something because our marriage is, you know, being documented by a publication that is so enticed by our union. Because I'll be marrying rich, by the way, just so you know. And when you're dating rich, you can't afford to be posting up your links on the internet. No, babe. So that's another thing to keep in mind. When else would I post my man? I would say I'd post my man if he's part of the backdrop required for the scene I'm building in that image. So let's say my man also happens to be my sub sometimes. He will, of course, be masked. I actually prefer my subs being masked because it's not about them, it's all about me. So he'll be masked and he will be a chair for me, or he will be a footstool for me, or he'll just be some sort of piece of equipment in the background. Either way, he's in the picture, but you don't know what kind of romantic dealings I am in with him. So it's all about just like controlling your narrative and always thinking for the long term. You can't always think for the feelings you have now. You want to spare yourself the embarrassment of having to, because you know what? Yeah, another thing is, a lot of people go viral off of making content with their boyfriends because there's a huge appetite for romantic couple type content. And I've seen people make entire social media profiles where it's like a shared account between them and their boyfriend, and like they're making these reels and videos and TikToks of them doing romantic things. I don't know, going for coffee with your lover, and then they'll include like a close up of them stroking each other's hands. You know, just all the sort of romanticized couples content that does well online. If you fall down that rabbit hole of accidentally becoming a viral, sensational creator whose whole pages about being in a relationship. What's going to happen when you split up with him? How will you keep your own identity alive outside of you being coupled up with this man? Questions to ask yourself. What do I have to prove? What do I intend to prove in posting this man? What do I stand to lose in not posting this man? Am I benefiting financially from posting this man? Because look, I'm not going to lie. If them reels are paying you, if them TikToks are bringing you revenue, do your thing, sis. Just don't get too emotionally involved. Because that just becomes a long ting. A fucking long ting. And I just think that, you know, if you don't know how to take men off the pedestal and you feel deeply compelled to prove that you're loved by someone, maybe it's time for you to read Pocket Power from the Slum Flower. Yes, if you're not aware, at the end of 2023, I released a new book called Pocket Power from the Slum Flower. And Pocket Power from the Slum Flower is very different to my previous books you might be familiar with, known as What a Time to Be Alone, which is a Sunday Times number one bestseller, make some noise, woo! Or How to Get Over a Boy, which I released in 2020. Both of those books are much longer form, but what makes Pocket Power from the Slum Flower different is Pocket Power from the Slum Flower is a quote book. It is a book that you can pick up and digest at any given time. And I designed it to be used in situations like, let's say, you're on your way to a date. You're feeling good. For some reason, out of nowhere, self-doubt overcomes you. You start wondering, is this guy going to like me? Am I pretty enough? Do I smell good? Do I know what to say to entice him? So you reach into your bag and you grab Pocket Power from the Slum Flower and you open it on a random page. And when you open it on a random page, you see a quote that says, if his love for you can't inspire him to grow, then his loss of you will. And through that quote and other cute, powerful, punchy quotes in this book, you regain the self-esteem you need to walk into that date with the sentiment that it's not about whether he likes you. No, it's about, do I like him? He should hope and pray on the sand, the seas, and the sun in the sky that I like him. Because I'm the prize, not him. So if you are in a headspace where you are so reliant on all the things associated with being picked by a man, whether it's the validation of a man choosing you, whether it's the validation of other people seeing you be chosen by a man, so much so that you feel the need to post every picture of you and him doing the lovey-dovey, whether it's you feeling like you are so unlovable that when a man finally picks you, you have to tell everybody you have finally been picked, maybe you need Pocket Power from the Slum Flower. Maybe you need to listen to more of the Slum Flower Hour podcast. Maybe you need to join my Patreon at patreon.com/theslumflower, where I share exclusive episodes that aren't anywhere else. And in those exclusive episodes, I dive deeper into concepts and themes that I don't feel as comfortable discussing on here on the main feed of the podcast or on my Instagram, just because I think certain things need to be left shared with those who really want that information. You can also access PDF assets that are shared alongside my workshop series I've got going on. Aside from the workshop series, you've also got access to a dilemma manual that I made, which is a 65-page guide that will give you insight and vim to make wiser decisions on whether you should keep or leave that guy. Mm-hmm, yeah. And there's a fucking fire-ass group chat. I love that group chat. It goes down in that group chat. You have the opportunity to vote for episodes that you want to hear about, whether it's episodes that will go on the main grid of the podcast that everyone gets to listen to, even if they're not subscribed to the Patreon, or you can vote for episodes that are mini episodes where I do like 12 to 15-ish minute thought streams on a particular topic. There's lots to enjoy alongside bonus long form podcast episodes that, again, are not making it to the main grid because it's just too saucy. It's too informative. There's some things we just got to keep for ourselves, babe. And if you're an avid reader, I also upload thought streams in the form of written posts, which you can enjoy reading, including a more recent one, when he returns on Christmas or New Year or your birthday or Easter or Thanksgiving, or any point in the year that breeds the sentiment of reflection and forgiveness. Suddenly men want to appear out of nowhere. There's a post on that. So if you're looking for more to dive into, to massage your brain with, to empower you to be stronger, and to, of course, get to a stage where you are not pedestalizing men to enough of an extent to be posting them on your fucking private social media. Or public social media if you're one of those people, then why not consider joining patreon.com/theslumflower, and you can join my disobedient deviance tier, which is only £10 or $10 or 11.95 euros if you live in Europe. All in all, I just think that we owe it to ourselves to be more vigilant. We owe it to ourselves to recognize that we are the boss, we are the prize. And importantly enough as well, we owe it to ourselves to recognize that when we are posting men on our public profiles, even if it's a private Instagram page, as long as you're sharing and proclaiming that that man is yours, you are endorsing him. And in you endorsing him, you may be empowering him to access women that he otherwise wouldn't have been able to reach if he wasn't associated with you. And that's just food for thought. Do with that what you will. And I'll see you in the next episode.